It's really kind of nice and wonderful to see all of you this afternoon. I sometimes wonder if you realize what an impression and how you bear witness to your faith. Because anybody driving by now who might look over and see a parking lot full of cars, you know, 3:45 in the afternoon, has got to wonder, what's going on? And that just raising that question is a way of kind of being an evangelist. It makes people wonder, what are they doing? Of course, what are we doing? It's Catholics. Well, they're praying. Of course, my kind of joke at the pastor is, because I drive by the church often, the parking lot would be full and the church would be dark. And what are they doing? They're playing bingo. But here we are in the afternoon at prayer. In the beginning starts the book of Genesis, from which that first reading today is taken. In the beginning, we were created free. And that's the point of the story. Free to care for creation. Free to care for one another. Free to live with the constant presence and company of God. This is not about Adam and Eve, as though they were not you and me. Because their story is our story. With that freedom, a choice gets made again and again. It's the choice of sin. It's the choice of putting ourselves before God, our Creator. In the beginning, says the meaning of this feast, Mary, too, was free. Conceived without sin means that she never chose to put herself before her God and Creator. We ought not to think that that's something God imposed on her. She was free. The great thing about her is that she made the right choice all the time. So not putting herself first, setting aside her own plans for her future, she accepts what seems impossible and is even frightening. She simply turns to the task at hand. She accepts what she does not understand or even really desire, because she knows the goodness of God and she trusts in the plans of God that are there for her and not fearful about what's to come. And there's the marvel of it. She trusts God enough to know that if something interrupts her plans, it might be better. What happens to her is not just her experience. We may not have angels talking to us, but we've all had those moments or received some news that makes us kind of wonder and maybe cry out, how is this happening to me? I can't do this. Now, if you have had an angel talking to you, I don't want to hear about it. Because I don't think the rest of us have. But we have all had our plans, our hopes, and our dreams get changed by something we never expected or wanted. When trust in God's plans for us takes hold, the fear's got to go away. Accepting whatever's asked of us opens us to the future, to a life that's really free and back in the hands of the Creator, who, as he did at the beginning, might look at us and smile and simply say, this is good.